Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health. Now here's your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I am your host and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. Today is going to be an incredible show. We have an amazing guest. Her name is Katie, and she is one of the top members of the Lindenwood Cheer Team, which is great. So we're going to have her share her testimony about chiropractic and just being involved in athletics and how it's really changed her life and continues to change her life. And so we're going to be hitting that on today. We're going to be talking about some things that have popped up in the news, even local news recently, that I just think is ridiculous. But I think we have to address it so that we're all on the same page of what's currently happening in our healthcare and who's taking responsibility for just the lies that we're being taught when it comes to the results we're getting, and even with our teenagers, what they're being exposed to. And so we're going to go over that. And of course, as always, we're going to share testimonies about people just getting their lives transformed through the power of the five essentials in chiropractic. And so if you've never listened to our show, you are in for a treat. But I do know that we have many people that tune in, week out, who are who love the information that we share. But not only do you love the information we share, but you're putting it into action. And so if you look at our culture right now, many people would understand that we are in a place of dire need for something different. Many people are just sick and tired of being sick and tired. And at the end of the day, people have nowhere to go. And we go to the path of least resistance many times. And so we look at the media, we look at what our family members do, we look at people, what people in the community do. And when we have our first sickness, symptom, or disease, we usually just medicate for it, ignore it, or wait for that next surgery to come out to try to save our life. And at the end of the day, although we have more access to medicine, more access to some of the best doctors in the world, some of the best surgeons in the world, we're not yielding the results. And so right now in North America, we make up 5% of the world's population. We take upwards of 80% of the world's drugs, and those numbers are going up. We know that younger people are getting sicker more often, chronically, and so that's a concern that we all should have. And so what we have to do in our community and why we do this show is to reach the unreached. We have to do the things that no one else is willing to do to tell people there's another answer. And so what we do is look at the five essentials of health. And so essential number one is our mindset, looking to make sure that our mindset is positive mindset, that we're optimistic, that we're not relying on other people to take responsibility for our health, and that we realize that we're not broken, that we're not pieced together, but that our body is designed to heal. It desires to heal. And if we remove the interferences, the body will do just that, which is heal. Number two is we have to have a healthy nervous system and a healthy spine. This past weekend, we went on a advanced training down in Florida, and we learned just the science behind really how important the nervous system is to our health, and how when the spine is damaged, it interferes with the healing capacity of our body. And so we know that it's not a good idea to have your spine checked and taken care of, but it is absolutely vital for you to be able to heal and function and, of course, feel amazing at 100%. Number three is you have to have the right nutrients, minerals, and food put in your body to help your body heal on a cellular level. We know that food contributes to the healing process, but it doesn't control the healing process, as we share that week in, week out on the show. Number four is you have to move your joints. You're given joints to move them. We have to get our heart rate up, got to get our lungs opened up. This is huge. We got to be sweating every day to really help our body deal with the stressors that are out there. And then number five is we have to minimize our chemicals and toxins that we're being exposed to. That is just bombarding our nervous system and our immune system. And this is a crisis, I believe, that we're in right now. And so I think it all starts with, though, being intentional. Be intentional about what's happening around us, what's happening to us, what we're doing or not doing to our body. And one of the recent things I'll bring up in the current news is there's a local high school that is suing Juul. Now, when Katie shared this with me before the show, you can tell how old I am. I thought about Juul, the artist. Like, I didn't even know about, like, the vaping machine. So this is all over Facebook. I just found out about this morning. It's everywhere that a local high school is suing Juul because so many teenagers are using the vaping machine or the vaporizer. What do they call it now, Katie? What do they call it?
Just the vape.
The vape. Sorry, I don't know. I'm not down with the slang. But they're vaping off on campuses, and no one can really control what the kids do. So instead of going to the parents or sending the kids out of the school, they're just going to sue the manufacturer. And listen, I'm okay with that. I think the manufacturer has to take some responsibility for what's currently happening. But I also remember back to way back in the 90s when people were smoking on campus. And they never sued Marlboro, or they never sued, these other cigarette companies. And so I just think I question what's currently happening with all the suing that's occurring. And, so I think we got to step back and say, who's really responsible here? You know, we can't assume that vaping is going to be healthy for you. And the fact that we believe the lie, that's our bad, right? And so everyone's really quick to sue in our culture. And I have a concern with that. But Katie, like, speak to that a little bit. Like, when you were in high school, was vaping, like, coming up? Was it, like, popular? Like, tell us a little bit about that.
It wasn't really popular until, like, my junior, senior year. Like, my freshman and sophomore year, you never really heard about it.
Okay.
And then come, like, 2018, 2019, everybody had them. We had issues of them getting confiscated at school and kids using them in the halls and in the bathrooms or, like, just during passing periods. So it used to not be so common, and now, like, anywhere you look in a high school, someone probably has one on them.
That's crazy. So then you're a freshman at Lindenwood, right?
Yeah.
So this is just 2 years ago, it really started to get really popular, right?
Yeah.
So that you could actually smoke, you can actually vape in school, and you can get away with it?
No.
Okay. But people try to.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what would happen to those kids if they got caught?
It'd be confiscated. They might get a detention or two, but that was about it.
That's it. And then they'd buy a new one from Juul or something like that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, I mean, we're just seeing some crazy things happen with teenagers. I think there has to be a responsibility taken by the parents, although they can't control everything. But also the kids have to be educated, and that stuff's going to kill them eventually. Another thing that I just saw in the news this morning, another Sue Happy case, we'll call that, is that Domino's is being sued by somebody with a disability of blindness, which, listen, I'm not against the Disabilities Act. I'm not against that. But it's crazy that they're suing Domino's because the app isn't disability friendly, which means that someone who's blind, the reader that they use isn't working, right? Doesn't work on their app. So now they're suing Domino's because their app isn't up to par with that. So the Supreme Court is not going to support Domino's. Of course, they're going to support the American Disabilities Association and Act, which I'm fine with that. But once again, we're Sue happy. Like, we're Sue happy. So, you know, would they do that if Whole Foods had an app? Are they going to sue Whole Foods? I don't know. So I think we just got to question, like, what's currently happening in our culture and who's taking responsibility. At the end of the day, we have to take responsibility for where we are. And so I wanted to open up the show with that, just some of the things that I was reading about this morning. But I did want to bring Katie on just because she is part of the Lindenwood cheer team. We wanted to see, like, just kind of like her history with chiropractic and with cheer and how damaging cheer can be to the body. I know this is completely different than cheer, but my five-year-old's in gymnastics, and I see what's happening in gymnastics, and I can only imagine what's happening in cheer at a higher level. And so, Katie, tell me a little bit about your history with cheer and going back to when you started and kind of where you are now with it.
So I started cheer at 8 years old. So as soon as I started cheer, I immediately started seeing a chiropractor.
Nice.
And I've been cheering for 10 years, almost 11 now. So I started on a level one team, and now I'm currently cheering at Lindenwood University.
That's awesome. So was that one of your dreams to cheer for in college?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't a dream until my sister did it.
Okay.
But once she did it, I had to be better.
Yeah,
so I had
go.
To do it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So did you have any, like, major injuries or anything like that when you were growing up in it?
I have actually injured both knees pretty severely. At one point, I was told that I probably would never cheer again. And then I saw my chiropractor, and she said something different. And so here I am now, 6 years after that injury to my knee, still cheering.
That's awesome. And still getting adjusted,
yeah.
Which is awesome. Right? So, like, when I hear the word cheer, I'll just be honest with you, not at your level, but I think about pom-poms. So, like, what is the, I'm the only one that thinks about that, right? But what's, like, the, what are the most, like, physical stressors or problems with cheer that you see on the body?
A lot of back issues, ankle issues, and knee issues. Tumbling is really hard, especially on dead floor where there's no springs underneath us. So it's very common for there to be someone who has extreme back issues just because of the constant pounding that their body
like
is
there's a lot of force that hits, right? Okay. And then you guys are getting, like, tossed in the air sometimes or stunts or crazy stuff, right?
It's not uncommon for a flyer to hit the floor.
It's crazy.
It shouldn't happen, but it happens. And so there's a lot of neck and head injuries there that sometimes go overlooked and untreated.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. This is one of the things, like, as if you're listening now, you know, and this is, you know, being a youth athlete, whether it's Katie and cheer, or myself and hockey, baseball, football, like, as a youth athlete, you don't really feel a lot of pain, unless it's a serious injury. And so what happens, you just continue to destroy your body. And as a parent, you think that your kid's good, you know, and unfortunately over time, those injuries mount up and they keep becoming chronic. And so those show up in your late 20s, early 30s, early 40s. And we forget that all those things that we did, whether it's cheer or baseball or whatever it is, just add up over time and it damages our spine. So what I would encourage, if you're listening to the show and you have a child, or maybe it was you, maybe you were a youth athlete, or you have a child or a grandchild who's in sports, it's highly, highly vital for them to be checked by a chiropractor, taken care of by a chiropractor on a regular basis, not just for injury recovery, but more so for injury prevention. And so what Katie was describing is that she went to her chiropractor, her knees were a mess, that she said she was never gonna be able to cheer again if it continues this way. And now she has a college scholarship for cheer, which is incredible. And on top of that is that she's able to do the things she wants to do. She's able to live the life she wants to live, have the energy to do it. And she's not dealing with chronic immune system issues, chronic problems that are going to affect her health for the rest of her life. And of course, her joints, although they may be achy sometimes with practice, are still being taken care of on a proactive level. I think one of the things that we have to be aware of, whether it was you being a youth athlete when you were growing up, or if you're still a weekend warrior, or if your kids are in sports, it's not just a small task to be, oh, they're just athletic. Well, no, sometimes the people with the most damaged spines were the athletes. They were the athletes because they never felt bad, so they just kept pounding away at their body. And so what I would encourage you to do is this: listen to your body. If there's a symptom, figure out what's causing it, and also get your spine checked. And so normally, you know, what I'd recommend is getting a full set of x-rays, which lets us know exactly what's happening in the spine, making sure your spine is healthy and functioning 100%. So therefore, it lets us know how well you're going to feel over time, and most importantly, heal over time. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. We're right next to Steinmart, Starbucks, Lucky's Market. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com. It's healthfromwithinstl.com. And if you're listening to the show right now and you say, man, I really need to get my spine checked. I need to see what they're doing. Normally, it's $140 to come into the office as a new patient, which includes x-rays. But if you are listening to the show right now and you call right now, it's only $40. This is all that we ask, is that when you call, we'll schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. So the number to call right now to schedule your new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. It's 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break, hearing more from Katie.
Welcome back to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes. I'm here with our co-host today, Katie. She's an awesome guest. She is on the Lindenwood Cheer Team, which is great, and we are so glad to have her today. If you've never heard our show before, our mission is to transform the way that you view and manage your health in order to prevent and reverse sickness, suffering, and disease so that you can live to your God-given potential. That's right. Our main reason for having this show and for what we do in our clinic and what we do in the community, speaking at multiple businesses and multiple churches throughout the month, is to reach the unreached. We know people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. They want to take responsibility for their health, and they want to see drastic transformation. And so that is what we are here to do, is transform the way you're viewing and managing your health. Simple as that. Last segment we talked about just how our culture is becoming so happy right now, that a local high school here in St. Louis region is suing Juul. That's not the artist, but that's actually the vape. Yeah. And I think we got to step back and say, listen, who's responsible here, right? You know, I remember back in school when I was growing up, like if people were smoking, like they didn't sue Marlboro. The school didn't sue Marlboro for all the people that were smoking outside of the class. But nowadays it's like, well, we're just, instead of skipping the kid or the parent is the responsibility, we're just also just go straight to the manufacturer. And I just think we got to step back and say, who's really responsible here? You know, and so I think in our culture, many of us want to be healthy. They want to be well. People want to feel amazing. But at the end of the day, we're in a culture where it's the three C's, where we want to be comfortable, we want to be convenient, and we want to be cheap with our health. And who doesn't want that, right? Let's be honest here. I mean, human nature is, I want to be super comfortable with like getting healthy. Like, I don't want to get uncomfortable. Waking up at 5 a.m. to exercise is uncomfortable, by the way. Eating a kale salad doesn't always feel great. It's uncomfortable, right? So we don't want to do that sometimes. Being inconvenienced is part of getting healthy. I'm sorry. It just is. I mean, whether it's going to the chiropractor every week, whether it's doing your home care rehab, remembering to take your supplements, staying away from sugar. I mean, that's inconvenient. I mean, everyone would agree with that, but I'd rather be inconvenient on my own terms and try to get healthy than inconvenient with sickness and disease, which unfortunately where our culture is headed and is where it has been for a while, is everyone's becoming inconvenienced with disease and sickness. And they should be, because at the end of the day, you're going to either be healthy and inconvenienced with your health or inconvenienced with being sick. And then number three is we're just cheap when it comes to our health. I mean, unfortunately, we don't want to invest much money, time or energy into our health, because many of us were raised in a household where we saw the insurance card pick up everything, right? We saw the magic white card pick up everything, or we thought it was everything, right? And so we know now that, listen, insurance sucks, and we got to do something different about it. And so we brought Katie on the show today, not for her to talk about insurance, but because I know that she is a career cheer team leader, I guess, right? She's been in cheer since 8 years old to now. She's cheering at Lindenwood, and it's just awesome to see that she's been taking care of herself throughout that entire time. We talked about just the traumas that happen in cheer, and how whether it's tumbling or falls or whatever it is, the pounding is just so hard on the body and so hard on the joints, and how chiropractic has just been one of the vital things that she's had to do and apply to her health to maintain the level of competitive athletics there. So, Kate, I mean, just remind the listeners, like, okay, so tell me where you're at and where you're doing in school, freshman year, is that right? And how often are you guys competing?
We actually only compete once, and okay. We compete in Daytona, Florida.
Oh, nice.
But we practice between 3 to 4 times a week.
Wow.
So it's a constant thing for us.
That's crazy. And then how long is practice usually?
They range from 2 to 3 hours.
Oh my gosh. So it's like almost like a part-time job, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. And then you're cheering for the football team and basketball team. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So when they're out of season, what do you do with cheer team?
As soon as both of our sports teams that we cheer for are done for the season, we start kicking into high gear for nationals that are in April.
Okay.
So we are working year round to get those national rings.
Okay. So nationals is the competition.
Correct.
Okay, cool. So it's competition and then cheering for the school teams.
Yes.
All right. Okay, cool. And you're practicing like that pretty much year round?
Yeah.
That's crazy. So what are some common like injuries that you see at this level, in the collegiate level?
We have a lot of concussions and a lot of ankle sprains and back injuries, just because people don't want to take the time to take care of them. They'd rather just push through it, which leads to bigger injuries.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. That's crazy. So concussions happen. That's a thing that happens in cheer.
Yeah.
Okay. From falls or like hitting each other or?
A little bit of both.
Okay. Yeah. A combination. Yeah. Right? And so what's the protocol? Like when someone has a concussion, do you know like what's happened? Do you see what they do or where they go or?
All I know is they have to go to our trainer.
Okay.
And then they have to continue going at least once a week for, like, rehab.
Okay.
Until the trainer decides that they're fully released and ready to come back.
Yeah, and concussions, like, although we're getting used to that word concussions, just with all the things that came out with the NFL a few years back, and just how people are becoming more protective of players and athletes like yourself. But we were just doing some more research on concussions over the last 6 months and how detrimental it is to a younger brain, right? Versus like someone in their 50s, yes, there's problems with that if there's a fall. But actually, like under 20 years old is when we're seeing where there could be lifelong effects of it. So like headaches, vision issues, dizziness, thyroid problems. I've read research on that, blood pressure issues. And so what happens is that for listeners out there, like a concussion is something that you're going to want to literally, it's something that you don't see as an injury, right? So a sprained ankle, for instance, you see the wrapped ankle, you know it's an injury. But for someone who's ever had a concussion, I've had four of them, by the way, that's why I'm kind of crazy, I think, right? But I've had four concussions, so what happens, you don't see the injury. Well, you see what happens when the injury happens, but you don't see that, like, their head's not wrapped, right? Like, you don't know someone has the effects of a concussion. And so if you or someone you know has had a concussion in the past, you just got to start to listen to that and realize that there could be some lingering symptoms that you've never really dealt with due to that injury that happened in the past. And so, yeah, it's crazy to think that these college athletes, freshman, sophomore, junior, whatever it is, can get concussions, and that could be a lifelong thing unless it's treated well, right? And so I can tell you from personal experience that, you know, whenever I had concussions, now I'm sure the protocols have changed quite a bit since the, you know, early 2000s, but when I had concussions, you know, you went to the hospital. If it was bad enough, they would do a scan of the brain, MRI of the brain. They would check your vision. And then if you pass those tests at that moment, then you're pretty much good to go. You may take a week off, but you're pretty much good to go. What's insane, what they never did, and really, really rarely do they do now, is they never really check the health of the cervical spine or the neck area. And so that's the concern that I have, is that, yes, although our protocols for concussion rehab, concussion treatment, and therapy has gotten attention, and I think it's better now than it ever has been, I also think there's something that's missing. I think the component of checking to see if the neck is healthy is missing, because what ends up happening from what we see when people get a concussion or a car accident or head injury or dropped in cheer, what happens is if their neck is damaged, it can affect their moods, it can affect their sleep patterns, it can affect their thyroid function, it can affect their allergies and asthma, it can affect all those things. And so many times we think about injury in sports as just physical, which is the most common observation. But then we got to start thinking about the immune system health and hormone balances and all these things. And so Katie, to be training, you know, 2 to 3 hours, 2 to 4 hours, you know, 4 times a week, 3 to 4 times a week. I mean, that's just a lot of stress on the body, as you can imagine. And unless you're taking care of yourself, I mean, there's no way you can keep up with it. So what are some things that you've done to keep up with that training regimen? Because I know you're still a full-time student too, right?
I am a full-time student and I work a part-time job.
Okay, so you're go time.
It's always crazy.
So how do you, like, what do you do? Like, are there some of the recovery tips that you have or anything that you do, like, to make sure you, whether it's getting adjusted or drinking water or supplements, like anything that you do to kind of be proactive, or I guess just say reactive if there's been injuries?
I do get adjusted typically once a week.
Okay.
And then lots of water and taking care of something as soon as it happens. So, like, if I roll my ankle at practice, I don't want to wait until it starts hurting worse to take care of it. I take care of it as soon as it happens.
So just being urgent with the recovery period. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then what would you say, like, how does, I may be putting in a spot with this one, but that's what people want to hear. How's your nutrition? Is your nutrition pretty good, or just be honest?
I really like chicken nuggets, so no, it's not good.
Yeah, if you're listening, don't do that. That's not a good recovery food. But I remember, like, so when we took care of the Olympic athletes in Rio, and even just training up for that for the 4 years before I went to the Olympics, like, recovery foods were never really discussed and talked about. And so I know the number one recovery food when I was training to take care of all the athletes for these swimmers after a long swim meet was like chocolate milk. And so it's not too far from chicken nuggets, okay? But chocolate milk, like, so literally, like, these swimmers would get out of the pool and they, like, super fit, like, Olympic athlete level people, and they're down in chocolate milk. And I was like, this is a joke. Like, are you kidding me? And so some of these athletes just are fed lies. I know no one's saying go get chicken nuggets, but you know what I mean? Like, people just aren't taught the recovery foods, the proactive foods to be eating and consuming. I mean, I think water is a good shoe-in, right? Everyone should know you should be drinking half of your body weight in ounces of water a day. But do you ever crave anything outside of chicken nuggets?
Green apples. I could eat those all day long.
Okay, is that a new thing, or you've always craved that?
I think I've always been like that.
Okay, good. All right, that's good. So green apples are a good thing if you're listening out there. Green apples are one of the fruits that we recommend because it's a lower glycemic index, and it provides, of course, healthy fructose, so that you can keep you going throughout the day. So you like breads, crackers, chips, or do you like sweets? What do you like?
It depends on the day.
Oh, okay. All right. So a little bit of both.
Yeah.
All right. Good. Let me ask you this. Is there a food that when you eat this food, it's hard for you to have the energy to cheer?
Chicken nuggets.
Okay. So you love chicken nuggets, but then it makes you tired.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then, like, what do you usually do for breakfast?
I don't usually eat breakfast.
Okay. So you're intermittent fasting.
Sure.
Okay, good. So intermittent fasting is something that you can actually do, which is going to benefit your health. Sometimes people do it on accident, like Katie's doing on accident. She doesn't know that's actually good for you to intermittent fast. So it is actually good to intermittent fast. And if you want more information on that, just text us and we can send you a PDF on that. Intermittent fasting is awesome for athletes. We'll send that to you, Katie, too, so you can kind of start to apply that to some of the training and share it with some of your teammates. And so the number to text in for the intermittent fasting PDF is 314-586-6100, 314-586-6100. You know, getting back to concussions and injury, you know, I just want to make sure you guys know that there's hope out there, that if you ever had a concussion or you do have neck pain or a neck injury, we have to see what's causing it. So what we do in our clinic is we determine exactly what's causing your symptoms, figure out how to help you, and we do that by a full new patient appointment and x-rays. We have to see what your spine looks like. We don't guess, we test. And so normally when people are finding what places to go for this, usually they're just going to their medical doctor or a neurologist or someone that's in the specialty like that, but there's other things you can do. And so listen, we got to start by seeing what the spine looks like. If we miss what the spine looks like, we miss everything. And so our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester and McKnight. We're right next to Steinmart, Starbucks, Lucky's Market, all the places you want to be. Our website is healthfromwithinstl.com, healthfromwithinstl.com. And if you know that you have a neck issue occurring, maybe you have a past concussion, you've never really added up what's happening to you and what's causing the symptoms you currently have, and you want to see if we can help you. Normally, to come into the clinic, it's $140. But if you're listening to the show right now and you call right now, it's only $40. So this is the catch. You just got to pick up the phone. You got to call. We will schedule you for a new patient appointment, and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number to call right now for a new patient appointment is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
Welcome back to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and I'm the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We have an awesome guest today. Her name is Katie with our Lindenwood cheer team, which is awesome. And she's been sharing just her insights on her athletic career and where she currently is and what she currently does for recovery. We've also been sharing some latest news that I learned about just today about what's happening in our country and even locally. We're blaming somebody else. We're in a culture right now that wants to point fingers. And I was discussing Domino's being sued by an individual who said their app is not good enough for them. And then also a local high school suing Juul, not the artist, but Juul, the vaping company, I guess, if that's what you call it. I still can't get that figured out. And they're actually suing them. But I remember, like, back in the 90s and early 2000s, that if you were smoking or doing something bad on campus, you got detention or you got in trouble or you lost rights to drive to school or something like that. They never went after the manufacturer. And I think we got to wake up as a culture and realize that we have some ownership in this. and not, we can't always be suing the manufacturer for everything, right? It's kind of, it goes back to that one of the initial jokes of suing. Remember when that you were probably a baby, Katie. So how old are you, Katie?
18.
Yeah, I don't even know if you were born yet. This is dating me. But I'm sure your mom can, if you ask your mom, she would tell you. But when McDonald's got sued for a lady that spilled hot coffee on her lap in the drive-thru, right? You never heard of that?
No.
So that was like the first joke of, it made headline news, right? Where this lady was in the drive-thru and the worker, the McDonald's worker gave her hot coffee and she spilled it. And she said it gave her like third degree burns on her lap. And so she literally sued McDonald's Corporation. Of course, she probably won. And now that's because that sue job is now on the cup. It says, caution, this is extremely hot on the cup, right? Obviously, everyone knows coffee's hot. Did she have to sue McDonald's? Like, I don't think so. But that's what started this whole sue problem that we're seeing here. Now, this is a show about health. So well, how does this cross that line is that I think at the end of the day, and when it comes to our health, I think many people blame other people for their health problems. I mean, come on. Like if we blame our genetics, we blame our age, we blame our doctor, we blame our insurance company, we blame the drug company, we blame everybody for every problem that we have with our health. And is it valid? Absolutely. But I'm telling you, many people blame other people or other things or other companies for where they are in their health because they didn't take responsibility for their health in the first place. And so for all my listeners, if you're listening right now, one of the things that I always, my hope and prayer is that you're taking responsibility for where you are today. Whether it's good or bad, what you've done to your body, what you haven't done to your body, we have to start to take responsibility and say, listen, it's not okay with what I've done on my body. Yes, I've made some mistakes, but the only advocate for your health is you. So we have to ask more questions. You know you have a great doctor is that if you're able to ask your doctor questions and they're able to give you an answer and give you time to answer and that they care about your questions. I unfortunately hear about the other side of the stories where doctors don't want to be questioned and little do they know they're not being questioned. The patient is actually just asking a question about their own health, right? They're not questioning the doctor. They're asking about their own health. And so if you have a good doctor, ask them questions, right? That's your job is to ask questions. If you don't ask questions, you just do what they do, we're going to end up like everybody else, which is sick, suffering, and nearly dead. And so I think we got to step back and say, listen, where are we with our health? Am I taking medications? Am I ignoring the problems? Am I just numbing the pain? Or am I willing to do something different and figure out what's causing it? Because at the end of the day, when you have a symptom, you can do one of three things. You can do nothing about it, and we know what's going to happen. It's going to get worse over time. Two is you can medicate for it, which we know what's going to happen. It's going to give you like a false sense of hope that you're going to feel good for a little bit, but really it's going to get worse over time because you never dealt with the problem. And then three is what we always hope and pray our patients do and our listeners do is you actually figure out what's causing the problem with your health, address it, and with time, you will heal. You will heal. And so we've talked about chiropractic in sports already today. We talked about chiropractic and how it helps with the cervical spine and recovery from concussions. We've talked about how chiropractic is absolutely essential for your body and essential for your health, regardless of whether you're an athlete or not. It's the most important system of the body is the nerve system. If you talk to any doctor in the world, they would all agree that the brain controls everything. The brain is the master control system of the body, and your brain is hardwired to every single cell, tissue, and organ in the body. And so for your heart to beat right now, for you to be able to process what I'm saying right now, for you to be able to be driving right now, for your stomach to digest food, for your colon to digest food and get rid of the waste, your brain is controlling everything. And your spine must be straight up and down from the back in order for the signals to get from the brain to the body at 100%. And your spine must have 345 degree curves from the side in order for the signals to get from the brain to the body at 100%. If you have a scoliosis, if one shoulder is higher than the other from injury or from chronic life stress, if you've lost the curvatures in your spine or a curve in your spine, that's going to damage your nervous system and cause a dysfunction in your body, therefore causing dis-ease so your body doesn't have the chance to heal. Now, with what we do in our clinic and what we're doing with Katie and her family is that when we take the interference out of the nervous system by addressing the spinal health, the body is going to do one thing and it's going to heal. This is not a belief. This is not a religion. It's an absolute fact. It's like gravity. It works every single time. And if the spine is in proper position over time, the body has the best chance to heal at 100%. And so whether there's injuries in sports, whether there's chronic injuries while sitting at a desk, whether there is how you sleep at night, car accidents, you name it, if there's trauma to the spine, there's no way in the world that your body can actually heal and function unless you change the health of your spine. And so I brought Katie on today just because I know that she's been part of a cheer from the age of 8 to 19, which is insane, so 11 years. And so I know her body's been through a lot. A lot of her teammates' bodies been through a lot. We talked a little bit about nutrition last time. We found out a fun fact about Katie that one of her favorite foods is chicken nuggets. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right, great. And water. She likes water too, so that's good. And then she's intermittent fasting. We also shared with you that if you want to figure out, learn more about intermittent fasting and how it can benefit you, we do have like a cheat sheet to intermittent fasting. So if you want this, all you have to do is text in right now and we will send it to you. The number to text in right now with your email address is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. So Katie, I wanted to ask you, how's college life? Are you like sleeping normally? Like what's the sleep schedule like on average in work for you and like in your dorm? Like how often do you guys get to bed or on time?
Going to bed, we usually don't until like 1 or 2 in the morning because of homework.
Crazy.
But there's a lot of naps throughout the day that take place.
In class?
No.
Okay, good.
Between classes.
Okay, good. Yeah. So I haven't been in college for the last 11 years, so things have changed quite a bit. So you go to bed at like 1 or 1, you said 1 o'clock?
Yeah.
And when do you usually get up in the morning?
Sadly, I have to be up the earliest, and I'm up by 7 o'clock.
Okay. So you get about 6 hours of sleep a night.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So you probably feel chronically tired then, huh?
I'm always tired, yeah.
Were you tired when you came on the show today?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Is it waking you up now yet?
No.
Okay, good. So we got to wake Katie up. I'll do that over the break. But one of the things that I'm seeing, especially in that teenage year range, like from, I would say even 13 to like 21, is that sleep patterns are just awful. Whether it's because you have too much homework, whether it's because procrastination, which is usually the number one thing, procrastination, is that we're not getting good patterns of sleep. And teenagers aren't, young college students aren't, because either they're too busy, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to work, they're trying to prepare for a test, they're trying to, you know, do a college sport, they're trying to go to class, and the sleep patterns are just completely off. And so on average, the reason why I ask you this, Katie, on average, most college students get about 5 to 6 hours of sleep per night, which is insane. And unfortunately, they're getting it like in the morning hours. So like they're going to bed too late and they're sleeping in to try to catch up, and they actually never catch up. And so if you're listening right now and you say, man, when should I be sleeping? The best time to be sleeping is between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. So if you miss the 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., as Katie yawns, if you miss the between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. window, your hormones never get a chance to reset, and you never get a chance to fully heal. So imagine, Katie, you're going to bed at 1, you've essentially missed 3 hours of recovery and recouping in that time. So what I would encourage people to do is that try to get in bed by 10 o'clock and try to wake up earlier to maybe do the studying or the homework or whatever it is. And so if you're listening to the show right now, this isn't just for college kids. So this is for adults, because I see it in adults too, where you stay up late, you watch Netflix reruns, you do all this crazy stuff, and then you're tired all day, and you call it the case of the Mondays, right? And so if you have a sleeping issue, that is something that we see people get amazing results with in our clinic, right? Now, I can't change your level of homework or what you're doing outside of the sleeping patterns, but we got to get you to sleep. And so in our clinic, we see people come in who are tired all the time. They're not getting enough sleep. They're not getting deep sleep or restful sleep, or length of time in sleep and REM. And so that's what we see in our clinic, get amazing results with. And so our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. And if you're listening to the show right now, you say, man, I want to sleep better. How does chiropractic help? I'm telling you guys, if the spine is damaged, it's going to affect the production of melatonin. It's going to affect sleep. We have to see what the x-rays look like. And so normally to come into our office is $140, but if you're listening to the show right now, it's only $40. So when you call, we will schedule you, take the $40 payment over the phone, and get you and see you in the office. The number to call right now is 314-586-6100. 314-586-6100. We'll be right back after the break.
Well,
Welcome back to Maximize Living. Get ready to transform your health with your host, Dr. Nick Barnes.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Maximize Living Radio Show. My name is Dr. Nick Barnes, and also the owner of Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We are a local health center here in the St. Louis region, bringing a truth about health and healing over the airwaves. And we have an awesome guest today. Her name's Katie, and she is part of the Lindenwood cheer team. And it's just been awesome to be able to just ask her and interview her about her history with cheer here in St. Louis, and with chiropractic, and some tips that she's doing with her health right now that's helping her stay on top of her game, being proactive, and also what she's doing in a reactive way to really prepare for just the use and abuse of the body. I know, Katie, why don't you share with the listeners just like your daily schedule, like not down to a T, but like, okay, you got school, what else you got?
Typically, wake up in the morning, we go to classes.
And you start at 9?
I start at 8.
Whoop, whoop.
And then sometimes there's time to squeeze a little nap in there.
Okay.
And then we do homework, we go to practice, we come back from practice, do more homework, shower, go to bed, and do it all over the next day.
That's crazy. And so, and then also, just so people maybe if they've just tuned in right now, you're practicing for about 2 to 3 hours a day, about 3 to 4 times a week.
Yeah.
And that's just like physical practice, like beating up the body essentially, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
It's crazy. And as I said at one of the first segments on the show today, you know, I always thought that, no disrespect, but I thought like cheer was, oh, pom-poms and like, hey, we're going to go watch the football players play, right? But really, it's actually way more than that. So why don't you share with everybody once again, like just what are some of the crazy things that you're doing, and some, the most stresses on the body, I guess, because people don't really realize how stressful cheer can be.
A lot of the stuff we're doing consists of throwing people from one group to another.
Yeah, and that sounds like trauma waiting to happen.
Yeah, yeah, it typically is.
Okay.
And tumbling, which is flipping, which causes a lot of damage to the back because it's constant smashing pretty much of everything inside of you.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, and then also, too, like with stunts and, like, I guess flyers, is that what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Falls and people hitting each other's heads.
And trying to catch your flyer and getting kicked in the head. Yeah.
It's crazy.
It all happens.
So it's definitely a sport. It's not just people watching, yeah.
Yeah.
A sport, but it's actually a sport happening. Yeah. And so that's crazy. And just to think that, like, because I have 3 kids, 5, 3, and 1, and so to think like, okay, my 5-year-old and 3-year-old, they're in soccer and gymnastics, and I see what happens to them on a little league level. So to imagine what's happening on a collegiate level is a whole nother ball game. But as you said earlier, you started at 8, right? So you started 8 years old to today. I mean, that's 10, 11 years of doing cheer, right? And throw into account every other stress that you've been through, car accidents, bad posture, whatever's happened in the meantime, there's just accumulation of trauma to the spine. And many times as parents, and maybe as a collegiate athletes, you don't realize how important the spine is because there's so much damage that occurs. And with teeth, for instance, we can see our teeth. We can see if there's damage in our teeth or there needs work. With our spine, we usually don't see that, right? And so even being a dad to 3 kids, like I'm aware of what's happening in their spine when they're falling or when they're trying to learn how to do, you know, somersaults, and I see what they're doing to their cervical spine, their neck area, but many parents don't even realize what's happening, right? And so we talked about this earlier on the show that, listen, chiropractic is not just for I got in a car accident problems. No, it's actually for performance, and not just in a sport, but in life. And if somebody has grown up as a collegiate, has grown up as an athlete, if you were a collegiate athlete, if you were a little league athlete, whatever it is, listen, as an adult, that's going to impact you negatively if there's damage in your spine, right? It just is, unfortunately. And so we just know this, that some of the worst spines that I see in my clinic are people that have never taken care of their spine, but they were an awesome athlete. And so one of the things I would encourage, if you are currently dealing with symptoms and you were an athlete, whether it was cheer or baseball or whatever it is, and you got to see what's happening, and you're dealing with something, you got to see what's happening. So you got to see what's going on in your spine. If you're a parent or you have, or if you're a grandparent and you see these little kids who are doing awesome in athletics and you're not doing anything, if you're not doing anything about it proactively with chiropractic care, I mean, you're just missing the boat. And I think, unfortunately, people don't realize that spine problems happen as a child with years on top of it, right? So it's what happens as a kid over and over and over again, which then turns into damage when we become, you know, 20, 25, 30, 40, 50, you name it. And so there's hope out there. It's just that, unfortunately, many of us missed the boat on that. Like I was a three-sport athlete from the age of five years old on, and no one ever looked at my spine because no one ever told me to. And so I struggled with asthma. I struggled with allergies, gut issues, skin issues, ADHD, sleeping problems, you name it. And then what happened, I was a good athlete, but then I would be given medication. So I got put on multiple medications just to survive. And this is when I was a college student. And I realized, like, if I didn't have this medication for asthma and allergies, my asthma and allergies would be awful. And I would feel horrible, right? And so I was just keeping things at bay until a chiropractor said, listen, if there's something wrong in your spine, that could be what's causing your breathing issues and immune system issues. And I go, man, I think you're a quack. I don't think you can help anybody because I was never taught that you could, right? And so when I was taught the truth about health and healing and I started getting adjusted, I got off my allergy medication, I got off my asthma medication, and I started to really experience health for the first time in my life. But no one ever had connected the dots for me. And so, you know, my purpose for bringing Katie on the show is to allow our listeners and for the people that are watching us on Facebook Live to realize that there's hope out there, that it's never too late to be healthy. It's never you're never too far gone. And regardless of how much stress and damage you put on your spine, as long as you're taking care of your body through it and you love to do those things, like, for instance, Katie's example, cheer. She loves to cheer. She wants to be a college student. She wants to work part-time. She wants to do well in life. And so as long as she's putting that amount of demand and stress on her body, as long as she's doing everything right to move the ball in the right direction, being proactive with her spine, being proactive with her nutrition, being proactive with her sleep patterns, and then we know her body's going to do one thing. She's going to be able to show up and show out for those things that she wants to do. That's way more than just cheer. It's in life, right? The concern I have is when people come into the clinic when they're in their late 20s that are out of college and they're now they have a full-time job, they're trying to start a family, but now they have hormone problems, or they're depressed, or they can't sleep at night, or now they have horrible asthma, like they had horrible gut issues. They have all these crazy things that probably started back when they were athletes and they never knew to do anything about it, right? And so that's where we're at. And so I wanted to pull Katie and just say, like, listen, you know, what type of traumas have you been seeing? Like, what's your college schedule like? Because many of us who are out of college, we forget the demands of school. And unfortunately, I think the demands of school today, just with the cost of school, with the cost of books, with being an athlete to help with school, and the schedules in general are just getting worse. They're not getting easier. They're getting worse. And so to bring a college athlete on today was huge for us, just to say, listen, where are we at when it comes to the demands on college students, demands on college athletes, and what you're seeing. So Katie, why don't you share with all the listeners out there that, like, of course, cheer is a sport that you see a lot of chronic injuries in, repetitive injuries in. Are you guys friends? I know, because when I was in school, like, athletes kind of hung out with athletes. So I wanted to ask you, is there any other sports that the cheer team is, like, you know, works with, or that you see other kids getting injured in other sports? And is there any sports that jump out to you as, like, a big traumatic, you know?
Our football players definitely get injured a lot, as do most football players.
Yeah.
And then also a lot of our gymnasts, which don't usually, like, you wouldn't think of them as getting injured a lot, but it's so hard on their bodies and they're not taking the time to treat it and get themselves in the right situation before going back into, like, practicing,
right,
that they are constantly having issues and injuries too.
Yeah, that's crazy. So it's football, which is the most obvious one, right? But gymnasts, I think, it's a good point. And I think in gymnastics, and you can speak to this, like, you're part of a cheer team. I don't know if you guys do, like, solos or anything like that, but, like, in gymnastics, they're a team, but they're performing solo, right? And so, like, you can't really hide an injury in that.
Right.
In that, you can't be like, oh, well, I'm just going to sit in the back, or just I'm going to run through the motions. As a gymnast, it's really hard to hide that. And so, and we actually have a team member that works in the office that she used to do gymnastics growing up, and she teaches gymnastics, and she's still dealing with issues, and she's getting care and living a lifestyle. And so that's crazy to think that that gymnasts are you see that being a chronic injury too. That's wild. So what do you see? What do you see going forward for you, Katie? I mean, do you see, like, okay, 4 years of cheer? Like, what do you want to do? Like, what do you want to go to school for? Like, where are you at?
I'm currently going to school for an athletic training major with a minor in pre-med.
Nice.
I don't know what I want to do with that, but I know that's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
I'd like to cheer for 4 more years if my body will let me.
Yeah.
Which is the goal. And then I don't know what I want to do after college.
Nice.
I just know what I'm doing right now.
Well, as a freshman, you don't have to, right? I didn't know what I was going to do until like my junior year, so you're good.
Hopefully I know by then.
So I will tell you that. So if you guys didn't know this too, I mean, I think that's a great background because I started to get my initial degree in, first off was business. And I said, oh, I don't want to be a businessman. I want to help people. And so then I became an athletic trainer for the Mizzou football team. And swimming and diving and all the sports in the water. And then I realized like, hey, I got to do something different. I got to do something more. I just didn't want to, you know, get people or see people taking anti-inflammatories all the time. And so that's when I met a chiropractor. He's like, listen, if you want to apply your athletic training background and be able to even do more and dictate more of actually what happens, then go to school, become a chiropractor. And so maybe that's in your future too. You just never know.
I have thought about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm going to keep talking about it for the next 3 years. So you're good. Because we're always looking to bring more awesome people in our profession. And guys, just to remind you why we do what we do is just because no one else is doing it. No one else is analyzing the spine, taking care of it, monitoring it, and maintaining it for the rest of your life. And so as we thank Katie for being on the show, you know, I just know there's an awesome future for you, and I just want to make sure you keep doing what you're doing, keep pounding away, go to bed a little earlier, eat a little bit less chicken McNuggets. McNuggets or just chicken nuggets?
Just chicken nuggets.
Okay, leave out the Mc.
Yeah.
All right. Keep intermittent fasting because you're doing some awesome things there. Keep getting adjusted. And for our listeners out there, support the local colleges, man. They're doing some awesome things, and we love being a part of it in our clinic. And so if you're struggling with a certain symptom, sickness or disease, and you know it's time to do something about it, and I know there's people out there who've listened to the show long enough now to where you're like, okay, I kind of know everything about Dr. Nick and his team. I know where he's located. I guess it's time that I do something about it. Our office is called Health From Within Family Chiropractic. We're located in Rock Hill at the corner of Manchester McKnight. And if you're wanting to schedule a new patient appointment to finally figure out what's causing your problems, which I think is a good idea, normally it's $140 to come into the clinic for a new patient exam and x-rays. But if you're listening to the show right now and it's time to call, when you call, we will schedule you and we'll take the $40 payment over the phone. That way, when you come in, there's no additional cost whatsoever. The number call right now is 314-586-6100. It's 314-586-6100. Katie, once again, thanks for being on the show today. It's been awesome to have you. And hopefully we'll do this again next time sometime. I don't know if next time is it, sometime. And I appreciate all the people tuning in. Have a blessed week and tune in next time. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.